With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is proposing that newborn babies be given $1,000 in special Trump accounts to be used later in life.
The president hosted a roundtable event where he called the proposed accounts a pro-family initiative that will help millions of Americans harness the strength of our economy to lift up the next generation. The money would be placed into an index fund to be managed by the child's legal guardians. Dell Technologies founder Michael Dell said the accounts would make today's newborns more likely to graduate college, start a business, buy a home, and achieve lifelong financial stability. Bob Agner reporting.
The U.S. arrests another Chinese scientist on charges of smuggling biological material into the country.
A Chinese scientist has been arrested while arriving in the U.S. in Detroit. It's the second case in days involving the alleged smuggling of biological material. The female scientist is accused of shipping biological material months ago to members of a laboratory at the University of Michigan. The material is described as related to certain worms, which requires a government permit. The scientist was interviewed and arrested Sunday after arriving on a flight from China. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
LA's police chief says the violence over the weekend is largely due to professional agitators. Chief Jim McDonald says those arrested will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Federal officers injured after a rock-throwing rioter hit the officer's vehicle in L.A. The protesters seen on cell phone video throwing rocks at law enforcement vehicles Saturday afternoon is now on the FBI's most wanted list with a $50,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. He was wearing a multicolored motorcycle helmet, had dark soccer jersey on as well. Anyone with information is asked to call law enforcement, and the video of the incident can easily be found online. This is SRN News. Parents win a court battle in Florida. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Moms and dads in Naples objected to plans for an open-air drag show in honor of Gay Pride Month, fearing that children in the vicinity would see it. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ruling that the show, which features men dressed as women, could only be held indoors. Liberty Counsel represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement saying, quote, "The First Amendment does not protect an obscene drag performance in full view of a children's playground." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Giving to the Catholic Church has fallen sharply in recent years as the full extent of the global priest sex abuse scandal has come into focus. After hitting a high of $101 million in 2006, tithes to the Catholic Church hovered around $75 million during the 2010s and then fell to $47 million during the first year of the pandemic. The Vatican is still immensely wealthy, with a value of as much as $15 billion. This is SRN News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will meet NATO's military spending guideline by early next year. George Williams has more on the story.
The announcement means Canada will achieve NATO's spending target of 2% of gross domestic product 5 years earlier than previously planned. The Prime Minister says Canada's military equipment has aged and only one of its four submarines is seaworthy. NATO figures show Canada's estimated military spending was about 1.3% of its 2023 GDP. Carney noted that Canada would diversify its defense spending away from the United States. George Williams reporting.
Hurricane Barbara continued plowing northwest away from land Monday afternoon after strengthening from a tropical storm earlier in the day. The storm marked the first of the eastern Pacific hurricane season. Swells from the storm will affect the Mexican southwest coast. More details at srnnews.com.